Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, this is Roland. Welcome. Yes, Shedding Shackles is the title of my program. Those of you who are looking for a talk to a pastor, well, it's the same program, just a new name. So all the talk to a pastor resources are here for you. But I have a new name, Shedding Shackles, because that's what it's really all about, shedding the shackles of the past. Unhappy emotions, unhappy memories, resentments, grudges, regrets. You see, would it be nice to shed all of that and start afresh, start anew, move forward to a new life of joy and purpose? Well, you know, it's really possible. Christ came and said that he was going to set us free. Well, being set free, that's a big deal. That's what you need. See, you need to be set free from a lot of things, not just unhappy memories, but you need to be set free from some wrong ideas. See, a lot of us are tied to the past, or tied down, or kept down, or prevented from moving forward and becoming unblocked because of a wrong idea. I'll never forget, as long as I live, I was watching, I think it was a Christian station, and a man was saying that when he was a little boy, one time his mom and dad were wrestling. They were just horsing around at home, you know, messing around, and they were kind of pretending to wrestle, and dad pushed the mom down onto the bed, but it was all in good sport. But the little boy came into the room, and he saw that, and he misinterpreted it. He thought his dad was trying to harm his mother, see? And then he hated his dad. When he saw that, he was filled with rage. He thought his dad was trying to kill his mom or something like that. And so for the next 20 years or 30 years, he hated his dad. Ruined his life, basically. His life was ruined. But then you know what? He later found out. He talked to his mom and dad and he found out that they said we were just playing. He wasn't really trying to hurt me. The boy had misinterpreted what he saw, and it ruined his life. See? Now, of course, the thing that really ruined his life was what? It was the wrong idea plus resentment. The wrong idea plus resentment. See, if he could have let go of the resentment, then he still would have been okay. You see the problem, don't you? Resentment and a wrong idea. Well, there's a lot of wrong ideas out there. A lot of wrong ideas. And if you buy into the wrong idea, if you buy into it, or, on the other hand, if you don't doubt it perfectly, if you're not sure, if you doubt yourself and you think, well, maybe they're right, maybe that's true, but it's a wrong idea, then that in itself is also poison. See, so you need to have the correct ideas, and you need to have a way of filtering ideas so that you don't buy into a wrong idea, and so it won't ruin your life. So how are you going to filter ideas so you can tell what's true and what's not true? See, there are a lot of issues where it makes a difference. Is abortion okay or not okay? See, it makes a difference. Is communism true or it's not true? See, it makes a difference. And how about evolution? Does God exist? See, these things make a difference. So you have to have the right idea. A wrong idea can kill you. More about this after this very important announcement. Please pay close attention. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I like the name Shedding Shackles. To me, it really indicates what we want to do. We want to leave. We want to become unshackled, unbound, unchained, and become free. We want to become free. But a wrong idea. Another example. I remember my stepdad, and he's not the only one. Other people have had similar ideas. He had the idea that when he was, I forget what age, 55, I'm just making something up. I don't remember what age it was, but his father had died when he was 55, and so he had the idea that he was going to die at 55 too. But it was a deeply held idea. And when he got to be 54 years old, well, he started getting ready to die. See? Well, somehow, someone disabused him of that idea. He sat down and talked, and he was able to let go of that idea. And then when he became 55, well, he sort of didn't fully believe that idea anymore. He didn't believe it. He had let go of it, and everything was fine, and he lived on for many, many more years. That's a wrong idea. So, when you look out there on a lot of these issues, have you noticed that on a lot of issues there are definitely two sides? There's really no middle ground. And also the idea that you can just be wishy-washy, you know, wishy-washy on certain issues. Certain issues you can't be wishy-washy. You have to be on one side or the other. But you want to be on the right side. Because if you're on the wrong side, you know, when you think back to when the Israelitish people were freed from the Pharaoh. You remember? Remember that story? Remember Moses said, "Let my people go." And the Pharaoh didn't want to. So all these horrible things were brought down upon the Pharaoh's people and on the Pharaoh himself. And so eventually the people were led through the Red Sea. The Red Sea parted, and the Israelitish people crossed, and then here came the Pharaoh's army, and the waters engulfed them, and they were all drowned, see? So all of those people in the Pharaoh's household and Pharaoh's army and all those people there, all the plagues were brought down upon them and everything. See, they were on the wrong side. They were on the wrong side of history. But I'm sure there were a few people. There were a few people who believed God and believed that the Israelitish people should go free, and those people went with the Israelitish people. See, there were a few of the Egyptians that were saved, a few. But most had great suffering, and many of them perished because they were on the wrong side. Remember when World War II was about to break out? Some people saw the handwriting on the wall. They saw what Hitler was up to. They saw what Hitler was up to, and they long before he invaded Czechoslovakia, you know, in 1939, long before that, they saw what was coming. Or some of them at the last minute saw what was coming, and they made good their escape. They escaped just in time, see? Especially the Jewish people needed to escape because of what Hitler was going to do. But many of them, they said, well, maybe he's not so bad, and maybe we'll be okay. They made all kinds of excuses. They didn't want to leave their stuff. They didn't want to leave behind. They made excuses and rationalized, and they were wishy-washy, and then many of them perished, see? But some of them saw the handwriting on the wall, and they made good their escape just in the nick of time, see? So a lot of times in life, see, a lot of things in life, they're not so, it's not so decisive. You know, whether you eat a bowl of rice or whether you eat a potato, well, maybe it's not going to make that big a difference. Or whether you get Goodyear tires or Michelin tires, well, maybe it's not that important, maybe. Some things are very important. Some things are very, very important. Sometimes it's subtle. Whether you go right or whether you go left. Whether you say yes or whether you say no. Whether you move immediately or wait a little while. Timing is important. It can make all the difference in the world. And likewise, when you're talking to your loved ones, your family, your children, your partner, sometimes the way you handle a very delicate moment with your child, for example, can make all the difference in the world. But if you reach into your brain to find some preconceived idea, and then you bring it forth, see, then they see that there's no love there. There's no spontaneity. There's no life in what you say. And the moment is ruined, and then it's gone forever. So those of you who are getting the 15-minute version, you must go to sheddingshackles.com so you can go to the radio archives and listen to the whole program, because in the second half of the program, I'm going to talk about how you can discern good ideas from wrong ideas. Very, 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 very important. Got stress? Try the easy meditation. Just visit sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Shedding the shackles of the past. Now, one of the things that we need to shed the shackles of are wrong ideas. There are a lot of wrong ideas out there. So my question is, how are you going to know whether the ideas that you're buying into? And remember, a wrong idea can kill you. See, a wrong idea can kill you. Doing the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason. See, so it makes a difference. So how are you going to know? Well, I'm going to talk about that. I've been on the air for 25 years. I've written 18 books. Actually, many more than 18. Some of them were self-published, and they're no longer available. And I've got two books that I'm working on right now. Two books I'm working on right now, a book about eternal life. Also, I'm updating a beautiful old spiritual book, a spiritual classic, actually. I'm updating it and want to publish it on Amazon. But anyway, how are you going to know good idea from bad one? Well, I'll give you some clues, okay? First of all, you remember Ernest Hemingway, he was a famous writer. I think he won the Nobel Prize. I forget what prizes he won, but he was a good writer. Anyway, he said that you need to have a And I forget exactly how he said it, but it was something like a solid gold union-made extra heavy-duty BS detector. That's what you need, he said. You need a BS detector if you want to be a good writer. They asked him how to be a good writer. He said, you need a good BS detector. Well, that's exactly right. You need a good BS detector. Now, a lot of you have a good BS detector. You're pretty good at detecting. Well, let me rephrase that. Some of you can see falsity or fraud or deceitfulness. You're able to spot it sometimes. Some of you are on the lookout for it because you've been had in the past. You've been deceived in the past by someone or something, and now you're on the lookout for it. So you spot it, okay? But your big mistake is that you resent it. When you see it, you resent it. And what resentment does is it cuts you off from your inner ground of good. See, the way you can discern truth from falsity and spot deception is with your is by way of intuition, by the light, the light from God. God sends his light. And when you walk in that light, when you're not caught up in things emotionally, when you're not making something too important, when you're not resentful and you're not emotional, you're not excited, when you're calm and you're standing back, take a mental step back and look at things with a little bit of distance, a little bit of detachment, then you can often see the deceit. Okay? And when you see it, don't resent it. Just see it, that's all. Now, sometimes God won't let, you won't see it right away. You'll see it a little bit later. See? You'll see it a little bit later, which is okay. See? But that's okay. But the point is, you will see it. Or if it's necessary, if it's needed that you see it, then you'll see it. Okay? But here's the thing. Some of you will spot some deceit, but you won't spot other. You won't spot other things because you don't have perfect detachment. You don't have perfect discernment. See, someone like Christ, okay, or Paul, or some of the great Christian mystics, see, some of the great Christian saints, if you want to call them saints, they lived a perfect life. Well, maybe not the perfect life. Christ lived a perfect life, but they led a pretty good life, a very good life. And they had discernment. They walked with God. See, someone like Enoch or Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, they walked with God. Noah, Ruth, see, they walked with God. And so they had perfect discernment. But you don't. You do not. And so you're in danger of being deceived. You're in danger of being fooled. You're in danger of losing your money. See, even your life. Because you spot some deceit and you're so fixated on that you miss something else. And the reason is because you are resentful and emotional. And we'll talk about that after this important announcement. So please listen carefully. Got a comment or a question? Try our new listener call-in line. I listen to all the messages and I'll use some of them on the radio. That's the new listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my Easy Meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, this morning I have to glance at the newspaper. It was talking about one of the San Francisco Giants baseball pitchers. Okay, and it said that he had been defrauded out of millions of dollars. He had been defrauded out of millions of dollars. I remember my stepdad. He was basically a good guy. My stepdad was basically a good guy. Family man, hardworking, decent, okay, led a simple life. But he and my mom were pulled in by someone who had some cattle scheme, you know, where you would invest in cattle. I forget how it was, but it was a big scam going around at that time. And he got sucked into it. See, why? Because even though he was a decent guy, okay, and led a good life, he was a bit naive, perhaps a little bit naive. He didn't have the really, really good BS detector in that regard. And the other thing is that the scam artist, the salesman for this invest in cattle scheme, see, he was very clever. He was very clever. He was a very good seducer. And he knew perfectly how to put on the perfect act with the perfect style, perfectly designed to fool someone like my stepdad. And also my stepdad probably had a little bit of greed in him, a little bit of greed. The idea of making a lot of money, quick buck. See, that idea appealed to him. So then he lent an ear, and then he got caught up with the clever word pictures that the salesman presented. And before you know it, they were scammed, and I think they lost over $100,000, I think. But how many of you can tell about how you were scammed by someone? Some sweet-talking guy, some naughty lady, very clever, okay, or some sales scheme, someone. So whether it's on the street whether it's done at a lower level or a higher level, see, or in your own family, see, someone that you thought was real nice and all of a sudden you found out they weren't so nice at all. So you really, really need to have the perfect discernment. Now, how are you going to get that? So let's talk about that now. That's very important. What you need is to learn the art of standing back, taking a mental step back. That's what my meditation is for. It teaches you how to get out of thinking. See, if you're lost in thinking, if you're all lost in thoughts or imagination or fantasy, and someone comes along and paints word pictures, and they say, well, just think how much money you could have, or think about how popular you'd be, or how smart you'd be, or how clever you'd be, or how people would admire you, and then they paint word pictures. If you're lost in your imagination, you can easily get pulled in by it. See? So you need to learn how to stand back from thoughts so you're not involved in thoughts and observe thought. The meditation teaches you how to do that. And the second thing is you have to be more on an even keel, less emotional. Anytime you get angry, anytime you get excited, see, if you get angry, don't you rush off and do something dumb? See? Or when you're angry, don't you sometimes believe someone who's saying things that aren't true? If you're angry at a person, okay, you're angry at your husband or your boyfriend, and then someone comes along and says, oh, I saw your husband doing such and such, see, which is not true. But aren't you inclined to believe that because you're so angry at your husband? You see what I mean? So anger clouds your reason. It clouds your judgment. It clouds your perception. And excitement does too. If you get excited, if you want something too much, whether it's a pair of shoes or a car or a promotion or a degree or anything at all, see? And I was thinking this morning, I was doing some writing for my new book, and the thought that came to me was, any involvement is potentially fatal. Any involvement is potentially fatal. You get involved in anything, even your own thoughts. You can be involved in your own thoughts. You're so lost in thinking that you can have an accident because you weren't paying attention. Or you get involved with some person, and they trick you and they deceive you and they do bad unto you. See, they can ruin your life. See? Any involvement. So you must always learn the art of standing back, stepping back, taking a step back, snapping out of your trance, snapping out of your thoughts, snapping out of your emotions. The meditation helps. Okay? So you have a little distance. You go out in the world with a little bit of distance, a little bit of detachment. So you can hear what people say, but not get caught up in it. See things happening, but don't get emotionally involved. A little bit distant. See, you need that. As a parent, you need that, don't you? When your kids are having an argument, you don't join in the argument. In the business world, you know, if you want to make good decisions, you have to be reasonable and rational and make good decisions. Well, same thing in your personal life. So you really ought to get the meditation to help you to get started. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Yes, this was an excellent program about how to discern deceit and how not to get involved in scams and schemes and wrong ideas. Okay? So you can be free of all of that. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute version, you must go to SheddingShackles.com so you can listen to the whole 30-minute program, because the second half contains some very vital clues that could be very helpful to you. Thanks for listening. Please remember to check out SheddingShackles.com, where I have hundreds of videos on these topics, and also articles and lectures and wonderful things, many of which are free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.